Let's go. Let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
Good Eats Kitchen's new menu items are out today.
Hot dog.
Look so good. We obviously got to sample some of them last week, but there are pictures on their Facebook page. We love the poached shrimp. Have you ever heard of poached shrimp? We didn't know what it was.
No, I've had a poached egg before.
Right. It was really good. You'll just have to take my word for it on that one.
Or you can try it out yourself. Into one of the Good Eats locations, pick one up for dinner for night for the whole family, or if you have a member of the family that doesn't like shrimp, cool, get something else. Everything's a la carte in there, so you can grab and go. It's all color coordinated. If it's fish or pork or beef or chicken, vegan, couldn't be easy.
Yeah, if you're on a special diet, that's the thing. That's the cool thing about being able to stop into the locations, because where else can you just get, you know, quickly anyway, anything vegan, or if you are on keto,
right.
You know, and that's one of the things that Good Eats specializes in right there across from Town Center. They also have one at Ichiban Square, Willow Grove here in Baton Rouge, and also a location in Lafayette.
Go get them, y'all.
Go get them.
Good Eats Kitchen. LSU, go get them. In Austin this weekend. This is a big week for you.
Yes, it is. With
big
our house divided.
Big week in your household.
Yes.
Baseball season didn't go so well.
No.
When the Tigers went to Austin.
No, it did not. But it did for the rest of the season. Texas just ended up sucking the rest.
That's very true. But football has a chance at redemption. Point spread opened up at about 3.5. It's bumped up in some places up to 5.5 now, with LSU as a favorite in this ball game. So the offense impressed. Couple of things as we move our way through this week. Ed Ogeron had his press availability today. Sadiq Charles and Michael Divinity, who both missed last week's game. Sadiq, the left tackle, Mike Divinity, an inside linebacker. They both will play this week. He confirmed he wouldn't comment on their absence last week. But I think you read the tea leaves, you understand they were, as the former coach might say, withheld from play. So anyway, but they'll both be back, and that's great to have your starting left tackle back when you go on the road against a team like Texas. The interesting thing from the Texas side, they are paper thin at running back. Michelle, they only have one scholarship running back healthy on the roster right now. Guy's name is Keontae Ingram. He was their leading returning rusher of a year ago. Every other running back that they have is injured. So they've literally moved a true freshman quarterback and a true freshman linebacker to running back to give them depth. Now, that's offset a bit because their quarterback, Sam Ellinger, is also a very good runner. Today, I asked Ed Ogeron if he had a comparison for Ellinger. He compared him to Tim Tebow. I mean,
I've seen that.
6'3", 230. He's not the guy like Lamar Jackson that's going to get there, or Johnny Manziel that's going to get to the edge and bust off an 80-yard run, but he's the kind of guy where if it's 3rd and 3, he's going to find a way to tuck his head and get 4 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And he's frustrating in that regard. And Ogeron said Ellinger's a better thrower than Tebow, which he is. Kid threw for 3,300 yards a season ago. LSU's got their hands full with Ellinger, but Texas at the point of attack could have some issues because of their running back depth. We'll talk much more about the matchup throughout the week.